We're doing Parashat Vayetze, and Netivot Shalom on Parashat Vayetze. Our subject is the different types of sheep that Yaakov dealt with. The Torah tells us that Yaakov had a deal with Lavan, which sheep would go to Yaakov, which would go to to Lavan. And the Torah goes into great detail. Sheep that were akod, they had spots over here. Nakod, they had another type of spots. Varod, sheep that were spotted on their feet. Torah goes into all kinds of details, which sheep goes to Lavan and which to Yaakov. Says the Rebbe of Slanim, Inyan akudim mekudim uvrudim, kaidu li yodechen, hu razin de razin. The idea of the different sheep that were in the deal between Yaakov and Lavan is the secret of secrets. V'chol sodot atra nichlalin bo. Those who understand secrets of Torah know that all the secrets of the Torah are encompassed by those sheep. Wow, never knew that. All the secrets of the Torah are encompassed by that. And not everyone has the mind that can wrap itself around this to understand the deep concept of what's going on. Why are the different sheep representative of all the secrets of the Torah? Look at the holy work. He says there's no limit to the secrets of Torah in these sheep. And who could attain it? But we could explain a little bit by illusion. That the sheep do have an illusion we can understand that represents the way we serve our Creator. So in that book he explains that the first concept we have in serving Hashem is a concept that's encompassing. It's not just about me. It's a concept that I approach the service of Hashem as a part of a greater whole, and the encompassing, when we speak about something encompassing, that's the trait of emuna. La'amin sheyesh borei olam. When I speak about a concept that's encompassing, I'm talking about there's a creator, Hashem lo kol ha'aretz kvodo, and he is all-encompassing. So we have kol almin, he's encompassing of all the worlds, v'toch kol almin, and he's within all the worlds, v'let atah panuy mineh. And there's nowhere you could look that Hashem doesn't, that isn't a representation of godliness. Emuna yisod ha'rishon etzel yehudi. Now that's the first concept by a Jew. The idea of emuna, shemchuyav lehachzik v'tamid belo efsek. That's something a Jew has to hold on to at all times. The idea, God is encompassing. Kemamar, as the grandfather of Kovrin said, all the different traits you use depending on your personality, depending on the time. There are different aspects, and different times you have to use different traits. There are times you have to use one, and there are times where you have to use a different one. But there are traits that you always have to use, and that is the trait of truth, the trait of emunah. And those are traits that have to be constant in one's life. That a person always has to try and attain clarity in his emunah, and a person has to always be able to hold on to that emunah, that nothing causes him to waver. And that is alluded to in the word akudim. The term akud could mean grasping. I'm grasping, I'm holding on to it. Like Yitzchak was akeda, he was bound. Akud means I've taken something and I've bound to it. I'm connected to it. So the first of the sheep, the first type is akudim. That represents the idea that there are things you have to connect to and you have to be tied to it. That there's no connecting, there's no severing that knot. And we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, next class at 8:30.